Right, today's mystery guest.
Chris, I'm about to reveal today's mystery guest, after which you'll be required to conduct an interesting, stimulating, and if it calls for it, humorous 3-minute interview without any prior knowledge of the subject. Good luck, my friend.
Let's have a go.
After hearing a harpsichord on Golden Brown yesterday, it was agreed that there just aren't enough harps in the world. We discovered that at a luxury resort in Wales, there is a harpist that plays whilst the guests have their breakfast. But was there one when the Ryder Cup was on? What does she do when she's not playing for people at breakfast? And how long must you practice for to be at the top of your harping game? Your mystery guest today can answer all these questions and many more. She's been playing for 28 years and happens to be the harpist herself from Celtic Manor. Please welcome, standing by with her instrument at the ready, Amanda Whiting.
Amanda Whiting, never knew your name.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Amanda. I've seen you loads of times, haven't I?
I know, we've got to stop meeting like this at early hours.
I know, so you do play over breakfast at this hotel, don't you?
I do, I play Sunday mornings, and I was there during the Ryder Cup.
Oh, you were?
I was.
I must have been so focused and blinkered on me golf.
You were.
I didn't see you. Sorry about that, Amanda.
It's all right.
So, listen, you do... I mean, the thing about the hotel we're talking about is the fact that it's got this huge atrium, 9 floors high, which means your music fills the whole place, doesn't it? I suppose it's one of the most gorgeous places you could imagine to play.
Well, yeah, it's perfect for breakfast, isn't it? It just soothes you, and if you've got a hangover, it seems to be the perfect cure for it, really.
I wonder who thought, I know what this breakfast needs. It needs a harp.
Only in Wales.
Well, I think it's wonderful. How long have you been playing the harp for?
28 years.
And how come you got into it in the first place?
I remember watching, it was Harpo Marx when I was about 4 or 5, and I said that's what I want to do. And then I came home from Brownies one day and there was a harp waiting for me.
Well, how nice is that?
Yeah.
That your mum and dad got you a harp. Was it a small harp at the time?
It was a small harp, and the lever harps, the small ones, and then now I've got a few big full-size ones.
You're a multi-harp owner?
I'm a multi-harp owner.
Well, they're not cheap, are they, these harps?
No, they range from about 1,000 up, really. They're not the cheapest thing. I usually have to sell an arm or a leg for it.
What is the Stradivarius of harps?
I don't know. There's lots of different makes. So, everyone is, you know, each to their own, really.
Okay, and who is the Angus Young of the harp world?
I'm not quite sure. There's so many different people. I study with a guy from America called Park Stickney. He's a jazz harpist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's my idol, I suppose.
All right. And do you see him often? Is this a...
Every few months for a lesson, yeah.
Right, OK, so you still have lessons. I've heard you and you are brilliant, but you've still got to have lessons.
You
don't have to be bad to be better. We say that all the time on this
program.
Yeah,
always lots to learn.
So I sense perhaps you have a harp nearby.
I certainly do, yes.
Are you ready to harp?
It is breakfast time, Chris, after all.
OK, well, please pluck away. Off you go. Brilliant, Amanda. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Amanda Whiting, kids. Think about that, why don't you? Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for enlightening us.